Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I constantly hear from people that they can't lose weight. The diets don't work. Nothing works. They're born fat. And this is just absolutely not true. And I wanted to be able to help everyone discover the best way for them to lose weight. And I discovered that the best way to do that was to build an app that personalizes your experience in order to get you in the best shape of your life. No matter what level you're starting at, no matter what your dietary restrictions, no matter what your physical limitations, no matter what your level of fitness, I can build a personalized program that will help you reach your goals once and for all. There's a reason that my app has over 4,000 five-star reviews and countless success stories from people who used the MyFitness app to achieve their goals. You already know I know what I'm doing, and that's why you're listening to this show. So you know what? Try it for free for 7 days. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes or just visit JillianMichaels.com.
Well, it's been a while since we've had a Too Famous segment.
I think it's a perfect opener.
It's about time.
And this
I need a
one,
drink.
Too Famous in Finland. Oh my God. Can you please dig back in the archives where I talk about how Happy New Year, I'm in Finland? What was I thinking was going to be happening when I was supposedly in Finland at that time? Was there an optimistic outlook?
Oh, yes. You had a wonderful time.
I did have a good time.
You did the sledding and the fishing. And
I did all that.
Oh, yeah.
I was in a good place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Are you talking about our trip to Norway?
No. So Cindy made me record the New Year show as though it was New Year. So I said, I'm coming to you from Finland.
Got it. Understood.
Even though it was like December 1st. So...
A little bit of Hollywood.
Yeah. A little Hollywood razzle magic. Dazzle. Suspension of disbelief. So now Finland has come and gone. And I don't think that this could have gone any worse. Other than us all dying, which we managed to escape by a narrow margin. I seriously cannot. It makes a Chevy Chase movie look like Roman Holiday. Like, and I'm not trying to sound ungrateful. I just want you to have a nice, solid ass laugh
at your expense.
At my expense. So it begins with me saying, like, all my friends are taking their children. Like, it's summertime, right? They're all going to Europe with the kids. And I'm like, God, really? Like, it's a long way to go with kids. Like, what are kids doing in Europe?
kids are like, what do they do? Why not go to, like, you know, really Europe? Like, all my friends all over the world with kids. So I'm like, I am a class one a-hole because I'm not taking my kids, like, to Europe and this and that and this and that. So I was like, all right, I gotta do it. I gotta take my kids somewhere amazing, right? So Deshanna, being the voice of reason, is like, how about we go to, like, Jackson Hole? And I was like, Jackson Hole, which, by the way, is fantastic. But that's a different
story. I'm wearing the shirt.
I was like, Jackson Hole? Why don't we just go to Maui? No, we're not those people. We're adventurers. We're free spirits. We're going somewhere crazy, somewhere wild, somewhere that's memorable. It's as though God said, challenge accepted. Okay? So my daughter is like, I'm not going to Finland. No way. Right? She's Haitian. She's like,
I'm going to Orlando.
Yeah, she's like, give me a fucking palm tree. Yeah. The boy child, so now she's like, I'm going with Heidi. She actually went to see one of her little friends that had moved to Montreal. So Heidi was like, I have friends in Montreal. Well, I'll take her to Montreal. So Lou was like, no way. And I was like, you're going to regret this, bud. You need to come. And somehow the child, like, must have had a divine sixth sense, right? She's like, now, I was like, Lulu, Santa lives there. She's like, piss off. Wasn't having it. I tried, and I was like, I'm going to make you so jealous with our photos. You're going to wish you'd come with mama. Nope, fuck off. I'm like, all right. So I've got the 7-year-old and the 34-year-old planning an Arctic safari, right? Mistake number one. So these animals are like, oh, we're going on the reindeers and the dog sleds and the snow breaking cruise, the icebreaker cruise.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Oh, ready for the icebreaker cruise, which we didn't end up doing. I'll tell you why in a moment. So I was like, let me understand what happens.
There's no ice.
You get on a boat, right? You get on a boat with 50 other people, boat through the ice, get in a suit, jump in the freezing cold water, get out, head back to the hotel. And I was like, this sounds fun to you guys. Why?
Why would you?
Like,
jump
people
in the
die
water?
This way. It's called
hypothermia.
No. They've got the whole thing. So they plan this whole, and I'm like, all right, fine. Mind you, G and I have been to Norway, which we shared, right, which is right there, North
which
Pole.
Which was awesome.
Right? We had a good time. I didn't see the Northern Lights, so I was like, okay, I didn't check that box. And because we planned it last minute, we didn't get to do any of those, like, cover of travel and leisure, like igloo, glass, northern, like, iconic. So ice castle, hotel, all this stuff. So I was like, all right, I didn't get to do an ice castle. I didn't stay in an igloo. I didn't see the northern lights. Like, I'll revisit. We'll try Finland. We get on a plane. We land in Helsinki. You're plunged into darkness because there, as we've said, there's like 20 hours of darkness and maybe 3 hours of, like, dim light a day. And it's probably 5:30 at night. We go, we get something to eat. We were like, we've got to get on the right foot immediately. We've got to get on track. Everybody needs to go to bed. It's 9 o'clock. Night, everybody, we're going to wake up. We're going to be on schedule. We're going to hit the ground running. We're taking a 7 a.m. plane up to the Laplands, which is the North Pole. And we are going on the icebreaker cruise. We are not going to miss a beat. 3 a.m. My son at the door. Mama! I'm like, oh my God, right? Out of a dead, I'm like, yeah, buddy. His ear has literally exploded. It is so disgusting. There's pus and blood everywhere. I literally shit myself, right? I'm like, oh my God. Like, his brains are coming out of his head. Like, I was like, your brains are leaking out of your ear hole. I'm like, okay. I call downstairs. They don't understand what I'm saying, which is weird because they speak perfect English. Yeah. I'm like, I need a hospital. They're like, oh, they're not open. There's one like an hour out of town. Like, nothing's open. Nothing exists. Zero.
The hospital's not open?
Babe,
sorry, sick people. We're closed at night.
She's like, there's one like an hour out of town. I call Heidi because it's normal time for her. I'm like, your son's brains are leaking out of his ear. Can you get the doctor on the phone? Because this kid has nothing but ear problems, right? I mean, like, literally, I'm on the phone with Heidi, on the phone with the doctor, and she's like, okay, check this, pushes this, push that, push this. It's 4:30 in the morning. He's in tears. I'm like trying to find like children's Tylenol. And it turns out his eardrum has ruptured.
Oh,
God.
So I was like, what does that mean? And she's like, well, it's way better than, like, I don't know, all this other crap she listed. And I'm like, okay, but dude, like, we've got a flight to the Laplands in 3 hours.
Like, if we don't get on this flight, like, the vacation's over. There's no other flights. She's like, no, no, no. Now that it's ruptured, the pressure has been released. But when you get there, go to the emergency room. We land in Rovaniemi in the Laplands. It's like 1 o'clock. Icebreaker cruise, not happening, right? We go to try to get our stuff into the hotel. It's a blizzard. Literally, there's no absolute. And they're like, okay, yeah, no, you can't check in. I'm like, all right, thank God we got a car. I'm like, we need a hospital. They're like, there's only one in town. We go to the hospital. Just you take a number and you sit in a box, kind of like what we're sitting in now. That's like 6x6, where people have what looks like Ebola, tuberculosis, like, right? So I was like, we're going to die in this box. This is bad.
Oh, my God. I'm going to sit back for this.
Yeah, you take a number, right? And Phoenix is actually doing better because it ruptured, the pain it's inside. Yeah. Yeah. So he's outside doing snow angels. We wait 2.5 hours.
He's outside doing snow angels.
Yeah. Aww. Oh, he's doing snow porn. He's making boobs in the snow.
Oh, my God.
Wieners in the snow. I'm like, oh, my God. People are walking past. Like, he peeing in the snow. I swear to God. I'm like, all right. This is a testament to what if
the ugly American.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Yeah, snow boobs. I swear to God, I have a picture of it. So I'm like, okay. DeShanna's sitting in the car with the heat on so we can go in and out of the car while he's making snow boobs. Finally, we're like watching the number. Finally, we get called in and they're like, what's going on? I tell them and they're like, I hope you have time. I'm like, we just did 2.5 hours. They're like, yeah, that's the waiting room. The waiting room is filled with like 20-something people. There's no private doctors. There's no nothing. So I'm starting to wonder about the socialized medicine thing, but I'm like, okay. You know, so she's like, I'm like, how long? She's like, oh, at least 3.5 hours. Mm. Yeah. And everyone looks like they're dying. So I'm like, okay, oh my God, we gotta go outside. The whole day's shot, right? The whole day's shot, only for them to tell me, take him to the doctor when you get home. So now we're in this place for the icebreaker cruise, which we missed. And we're supposed to go to this like ice castle, which turns out to be a tent outside with an ice sculpture of Ratatouille and a few other Disney characters. I'm fucking freezing. We're supposed to have dinner in this, right? I'm like, oh my God, I'm unraveling.
Like the character breakfast type of thing?
Yeah. Like literally, but ice characters. So I'm like, okay, but there's a slide. Phoenix is doing the slide. DeShanna and I are in hell. I'm like, I'm in hell. I was like, I entered hell. I'm in hell. I'm physically in pain. I want to be dead. And like, she's like, tomorrow's a new day, babe. Tomorrow's a new day. You didn't want to do the icebreaker thing anyway. I was like, I didn't want to do the icebreaker. You're right. I didn't want to do it. And she's like, you would.
So this is only 24 hours into being into the country.
That's it.
Wow. Okay.
We go to bed. Mind you, by the way, you have a cabin.
Apparently she's got a lot on her mind. So we're going to keep this rolling and we'll be back after these sponsored messages.
Third Love bras are just different. They fit me better and they're more comfortable than any other bras I've tried. And maybe that's because their bras are designed to fit each of us individually with over 80 sizes to choose from. They actually have fit stylists to help you find your right fit by chat or email, and returns and exchanges are free and so easy. Third Love even has a perfect fit promise. You have 60 days to wear it, even wash it. And if you don't love your new bra, you can return it and they'll wash it and donate it to a woman in need. In fact, so far, Third Love has donated over $15 million in bras. I mean, that's incredible. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/Jillian to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian for 15% off today. thirdlove.com/Jillian. The holidays are behind us. The kids are back in school, thank God. So freshen up their lunch boxes with Perfect Kids snack bars. I'm talking an organic, non-GMO, project verified, gluten-free, soy-free, kosher, low GI snack with 8 grams of whole protein and 8 organic superfoods from the makers of Perfect Bar, the original refrigerated protein bar. Perfect Kids is made from organic peanut butter with a cookie dough texture kids love. And don't worry, they're also great for a week out of the fridge, so pack them to go. And parents, try their full-size bar. My favorite is the coconut peanut butter. so good. Right now, Perfect Bar is offering you 15% off your online order. Just go to perfectbar.com/Jillian15. Shop the refrigerated snacks at perfectbar.com/Jillian15 today to get 15% off your order. Be ready this season with Perfect Kids. Go to perfectbar.com/Jillian15 to stock up and save 15%.
So I wake up now. I'm like, we've got to get on a schedule. Everyone's exhausted because no one has slept, right? So I'm like, we've got to get on a schedule. I wake up 4 a.m. I'm like, baby, I don't feel well.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She's like, what's the matter?
Ebola.
Yeah. She's like pinching my thumb and shit, like Googling nausea. By the time we get to 7 a.m, my lower intestine has inverted. I mean, I'm literally running to the bathroom, projectile vomiting like Linda Blair in The Exorcist. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sick. I must have got food poisoning, right? I'm like, I got food poisoning from this hellhole. That's what I'm thinking, right? Deshanna, 2 hours later, she's like, oh my God, baby.
Oh God.
Yeah. Yeah. Projectile vomiting. P is the only one not sick, right?
But you're in this blizzardy cabin.
We're in a blizzardy cabin, and we need to drive 2 hours to the next location. We only came there for the ice tent with Ratatouille, which online looked like an ice palace, right? Looked like the most incredible. Of course, it was like the best real estate agenting you've ever seen. You know, when you like see the house. Yeah, and it's like, exactly. And then we missed the ice. So it was like 8 hours for the emergency room in Rovaniemi. What I perceive to be food poisoning, our guts are turning themselves inside out. We're throwing up like crazy. I'm like, we've got to get the bags. There's no one to help you. We've got to get the bags to the car in the blizzard. I want to die. She wants to die. Both of us can barely move, right? P's on his iPad. We get in the car. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. After pushing the bags in the sled like a couple hundred yards, we finally get to the next hotel, right? And I was like, they're like, your room's not ready. It's 3 o'clock. And I looked at the lady and I was like, okay, this isn't a threat. And I was like, it's just mere fact. Two of us have severe food poisoning. Waiting in your lobby is extraordinarily risky for you. And I was like, if there's anything you can do to get us into this room, I think it would be to all of our benefits. So she's like, just a moment. Right, dials the manager. She's like, I'll get you in the room in 5 minutes. Deshanna's vomiting in the lobby bathroom. Right? P's outside making more snow porn while we're waiting. I swear to God, he's like, Mommy, look, balls. I swear to God. I don't know if this is normal for 7-year-olds, but that's a different story. We get to the room. Yeah. It's like 3:30. And I literally looked at him and I was like, baby, you remember Home Alone? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, I want you to imagine you're Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone. Here's the phone. Here's the menu. Here's your iPad. And Deshanna and I went to sleep. And we didn't wake up
until
noon the next day. So we basically slept 36 hours except the drive, right? Puking, sleeping, puking. I woke up to find chocolate cake, the remnants of an ice cream sundae,
yep.
Pizza, pasta,
and a cheeseburger. He watched the movie.
Yeah. And by the way, I was happy to find it. I was it fed
itself. Adorable.
Perfect.
He probably called them and said, hey, guys,
everything.
You guys remember Home Alone?
Yeah.
Send me that.
Send everything. Everything on the menu, this kid. Everything on the kid's menu. So I'm like, all right, now we're there for Santa's Village, right? I hate theme parks. I hate a crowd. I hate everything.
Wait, how do you come back to life after all of that? I've
been down for about 36 hours.
Some
so we wake up at like
something.
Noon the next day and it's still, of course,
dark.
We've been plunged into darkness. Like, I don't know which way is up. I don't know which way is down. Deshanna's emaciated. I'm green. Phoenix is happy as a pig in shit, though. He's like, this is awesome. Can eat whatever I want and watch TV for hours on end. Never been happier.
He probably poisoned you.
Yeah. Would not doubt it. So he's like, I'm like, okay, we got to get it together. We got to go to Santa's Village, right? So we go to Santa's Village and like, I'm like, this is like one for the Gipper, right? Like one for peas, like, it's like Santa, this, that. And he's like, this isn't really Santa's Village. And I almost killed him. I grabbed him. slammed him into an ice drift, and I was like, you listen to me. I was like, we've come all the way around the world for this, you little punk ass. You better kiss Santa's feet. It's fucking Santa. Do you understand me? I was like, where the hell else do you think he is? It's the North Pole, bitch. Santa! So we go, he meets the Santa thing, whatever. We like go, I'm like, DeShanna and I are going to try to eat for the first time. And it's like reindeer shoulder, reindeer brains, reindeer intestines, reindeer hoofs. I swear on my life. I'm like, oh my God, I want to die. Like, I can't eat. I like literally.
Oh my God, yeah, this is so great.
It's just, so it's like, we're like, okay, tomorrow is yet another day. So now we're like, okay, we got a 3-hour drive. So this is the one with like the igloos and the whole thing, right? So it's like, okay, and here we've got like the snowmobiles and the dog sledding and the friggin' reindeers and all this stuff. So we get there and the first activity is the snowmobile, and I like book it private so that P can like go on the thing, and they've got a sled that they're gonna drag him behind a snowmobile in a sled.
Fun.
No, he's not happy.
Oh, really?
He is pissed. He wants to go on the snowmobile.
Snowmobile. Got it.
They put him, and he wants, the whole idea is he wants to go ice fishing, which is, he loves fishing. Loves it. The kid's obsessed with fishing, like so sickeningly obsessed. Obsessed. So we're now taking him ice fishing, and it is every bit as awful as you would imagine it to be, times a thousand. So we get to the lake. I'm freaking freezing. I'm miserable. It's like negative 23 Celsius. It's pitch black. The guy like plunges a hole in the lake. Phoenix sits there for about 20 minutes. DeShanna and I are like huddled. Phoenix comes to me. His fingers look like they're about to fall off. And I was like, can we be done here, buddy? He's like, I got nothing. And like, I literally am like, this is just like just horrendously awful. So I'm like, all right, great. We snowmobile back. We go to our cabin. I go, I'm like, okay, I just got to take a shower. We just got to get a shower. I got to eat. There's no hot water. I'm like, oh my God. This is New Year's, by the way. So this is New Year's. So I'm like, all right. We go, like, DeShanna made a reservation. Reindeer shoulder, reindeer brains, reindeer balls, reindeer intestines. So, like, finally it's 10 o'clock. I'm like, I just want to go night-night.
Oh my God.
I want to go to bed. So.
On New Year's.
Yeah. 4 a.m. I've decided that the devil works his best magic at 4 a.m. Finland time. Door flies open. Vomit flies out of the child's mouth. He's hit his bed, his onesie, the living room carpet, me, our floor, our carpet, our bed. On his trek to get from his room to our room. Vomit everywhere. Vomit. I'm like, oh my God, I guess it wasn't food poisoning. It was, in fact, the norovirus. Puking everywhere.
You probably got in the emergency room.
Right?
Had
exactly.
To be. Had to be.
DeShanna's now unconscious. It's noon the next day. He hasn't thrown up in a couple of hours. So I'm like, I've got to go get like something like Pedialyte or something, coffee. My head's going to explode. We've been up all night long. So I've stabilized the child in his third onesie. I'm like, baby, she's face planted down, right? She's destroyed. He's like, she hasn't slept in days. I'm like, I've got to go into the world and try to find sustenance. And I was like, are you okay to watch the child? So I'm like, okay, great. I get a grunt. I'm like, she's alive. I'm like, P, are you okay right now? Yeah. I leave. I get in the car. My phone doesn't work, despite the fact that I have the AT&T international plan. No one can reach me. I can't reach them. I'm gone for about an hour. I find something blue in a bottle. I'm like, looks good. I get a few other things. I come back to the cabin, only to find the onesie, the third onesie, outside. Let me see if I can get DeShanna on the phone.
This is amazing.
Yeah, no, hold on.
I just opened up my snack.
Yeah, hold on.
Hello?
Hi, do you have a second?
Yeah.
Yeah, could you kindly tell Jake, Cindy, Giancarlo, and all of our listeners what happened when I went to find sustenance during Phoenix's norovirus attack, came back to the cabin to find the third onesie in a pile outside the door?
Your son woke me up. DeShanna! I shit my pants!
Thanks, sweetheart. Talk to you later. So, he shit himself while I was gone.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like,
we're still
we haven't
going.
Shit ourselves in a while.
We'll be back.
Did you have diarrhea? He's like.
Making your home beautiful is the ultimate form of self-care. And that's why Brooklinen makes luxury products without the luxury markup. And they did that by being the first direct-to-customer bedding company, meaning they've cut out the middleman to save you money. I love my Brooklinen sheets. They look beautiful. They feel amazing. And now Brooklinen's moving beyond the bedroom to essentials for your bathroom and even ultra-soft loungewear that makes you feel like you never left bed. Heaven. So if you like softness, comfort, and essentials to help you relax, Brooklinen has it all. Brooklinen is so confident that all their sheets, comforters, loungewear, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use promo code Jillian only at brooklinen.com. That's 10% off, guys. 10%. All you have to do is go to brooklinen.com, brooklinen.com. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life. I don't know about you guys, but I know how much trouble I was capable of getting into as a kid. But today's internet takes it to a whole new level. And it's hard to know what kind of things your kids are going to come across. Keep them safe by getting Circle. It's the award-winning way to manage your family's online time across all their connected devices, inside and outside your home. And that's what I love the most. With Circle, I can filter content, set limits for screen time, and even monitor my kids' history and usage. You just plug Circle Home Plus into your router and download the app. It's that easy. And right now, my listeners get a limited time offer of $30 off a Circle Home Plus when you visit meetcircle.com/Jillian and enter Jillian at checkout. That's $30 off meetcircle.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian at checkout. meetcircle.com/Jillian using the promo code Jillian to save $30.
So we stabilize him, right? I go, I finally find the manager of the hotel because the room is literally reeks of vomit, reeks of shit. Like, there's no housekeeping. It's been hours. Nobody will come. We can't get any on the phone. I take all the linens outside, like a body. I go 50 yards out, dig a hole in the snow, and bury the stuff like toxic waste. They have a 400 euro deposit. I'm sure they've used it. I buried it because I was like, this is crazy. Like, this is nuclear. No one can touch this.
Well, no one could even go in the room. Imagine what's going to happen if whoever cleans
that
room.
They'll die. There's probably, God knows what's happened. There's probably a plague that swept Finland. But with everything in the news, like, you know, Megxit or Merkelgate or whatever the hell, like, you haven't heard about it. So, like, I go, I find the manager. I'm like, dude, like, there's no hot water. I can't get towels. Like, there's no nothing. Like, she then moves us to another cabin with hot water because I was like, you got to be kidding me. Like, how is there not hot water? My son has shit himself. I can't shower him. Is this a joke? So we move, and I'm like, all right, we've got a new cabin. Things are looking up, people.
Being optimistic.
That night. I will try to end it after this one,
Cindy. By the way, is this just, are we in 2020 yet?
We vomited our way through the beginning of 2020. That was New Year's Eve. Now we're in a new cabin. That night we have a reindeer. This is a whole show. I can't help you. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say. Just, it's a comedy special. Cut to. Where's the takeaway? I don't know. Be wary of emergency rooms. I don't have. So, but it does get better. There's a drug overdose. Yeah. No. Just sit tight. So I have an adventure catastrophe. So I'm like, things are looking up, right? So she's booked this reindeer safari at night. It's pitch black. You can see nothing but reindeer ass in front of you. Literally nothing but reindeer ass. And you're freezing your butt off. We get to the end of the reindeer safari. And she's trying to, and she's hypoglycemic. So during the day, I'm like, baby, I'm like, you know, you need to eat something. I brought you food. And she's like, distracted, not paying attention, moving luggage, right? Because we're changing cabins, trying to find the new cabin. I'm like, baby, you've got to eat something. So she's trying to get Phoenix to eat something. So she's trying to make him like some sort of Cheerio, whatever I found. And like, so then she looks at me on the reindeer thing and she's like, baby, did you bring snacks? I'm like, baby, did I bring snacks on the reindeer sled in the middle of the night and negative 23 below? No, I didn't bring snacks. And I was like, you didn't eat? And she's like, no, I was trying to feed Phoenix, blah, 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 blah. I was like, I didn't bring snacks. I'm like, we'll get some food after this. We get back to the little reindeer thing. And this was a group tour, right? So everybody goes in another smoke-filled hut. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not going in there, right? So I don't go in there. Phoenix doesn't go in there, but we can't get back, so we're stuck for like a good 15 minutes. So I'm like, Fee and I go visit the baby reindeer. Dee goes back to get warm to start sifting through her bag for snacks. About 10 minutes. I leave this woman alone for 10 minutes. About 10 minutes later, I hear, babe! Right? I'm like, yeah, what's the matter? Apparently, one of her friends had given her a bag of pot gummies, which are legal in California. She hates weed. Hates it. Hates it. Makes her feel super out of control. Can't stand it, right? So I'm like, baby, why did you forgot that it was in her bag, right? And the kids always eat those yummy bears. Mm. So I always have those organic yummy bears. So I was like, why did you take it in the first place? She's like, I didn't remember. It was months ago. Jackie gave them to me, put them in my backpack. I thought they were the kids' yummy bear. And she, in all transparency, like genuinely did, obviously did not remember and thought they were the kids' snacks, ate the entire fucking bag.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
The entire bag.
And I'm assuming they had THC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were like 5 milligrams of like... to sleep or whatever, I guess. She's like, we need to go to the emergency room. And I was like, oh, we're not going to the emergency room.
Yeah, just there's nothing they can do for you.
I was like, baby, we are not going to the emergency room. Puke. I was like, stick your finger down your throat. I don't care what. Mind you, with a 7-year-old on a group tour with tourists in a foreign country on what's probably an illegal substance there. I'm like, you're going to die before we go to the with a health expert who has enough. I'm like, there's no chance. I'm like, you will overdose before we go to the emergency room. I'm sorry. We're going to lose you. That's okay. We're not going to the emergency room. Phoenix is like, what's going on? I was like, DeShanna ate a bunch of moldy gummies, honey. And he's like, DeShanna, why did you eat the moldy gummy? Like, she is tripping ball. She's like, babe. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, you're riding this one out. You're going to ride this one out. I try to get Phoenix to bed. She's like, oh my God, I'm watching a gladiator have a sword fight with an Eskimo. I'm like, what? Like, she's gone. Totally gone.
Xanax and
totally feet. Gone. So I'm like, okay, let me put on like a meditation for you. You're just going to have to like ride this out. I'm like, I'm going to put something on for you. So I'm like, try to put on a meditation and it's like, but she's poor thing is so high. It's like, breathe into your left foot and she starts panicking. And she's like, I don't know how to breathe through my left foot. I've never known how to do that. Do I need to know how to breathe through my... Because she's just not there. She's like, I need a beginner meditation. I can't breathe through my left foot. I'm like, oh my God, this is a fucking catastrophe. I was like, baby, you're just going to need to ride this out. Wake up the next morning. It's our final day. All I want to do is go home. I just want to go home. We have dog sledding that day. Don't worry, Cindy. We're almost there.
I gave up.
Dog sledding. She's still high as a kite. Okay? She's flying. So we get up, we go to do dog sledding. We're bundled up like Michelin men. I've done this once before with Gene. It was the most magical experience, right? It was like-
It was incredible.
But you push a button and the dogs, it's go. There is no, like they're gone. And they drag a grown ass man like Giancarlo in a sled. I mean, like they will pull hundreds of pounds, right? Yeah. So it's me, DeShanna. Phoenix is in my little sled in the front and the guy in front of us on a little snowmobile. So my dogs, you have a brake on the sled and my dogs are like on her tail and I'm trying to get this guy's attention. I'm like, yo, dude, we got to change places or do something. Cause right. like my dog, I'm like riding the brake and he's like, you'll be fine. I'm like, I'm standing on the brake for like 20 minutes. I'm going to kill these dogs. Are they going to run into her sled? You'll be fine. 22 minutes in. The line connecting the dogs to the sled just incinerates. Poof. Phoenix and I fly off into a snowdrift sideways. The dogs take off, right? Fly past DeShanna, who thinks like, oh, I'll get the dogs. Gets off her sled. Her dogs take off. She can barely run to jump back on her sled, stand on the brakes, so she can't do anything. She's screaming to the guy in front of us on the snowmobile, who sees the dogs, jumps off his snowmobile, grabs the rope, and the dogs are now dragging him face down through the snow. My son, who's now sideways, and in three snowsuits and can't move, looks at me and he goes, "Mom." And I'm like, "Yeah, buddy." He goes, "There go our dogs." I'm like, "Yeah, I see that." He's like, "What do we do?" I was like, "I'm not so sure." He's like, "Do you think we can help?" I was like, "I'm not so sure." He's like, "You should go." Okay. So I'm crying, I'm laughing, snots everywhere. I'm trying to get to this guy. The snow is to my hips. Like every step I take, I'm just sinking into the snow. Literally, they are dragging this guy. He's like, face down, his gloves off, his boot is off, his snowmobile's 50 yards behind. I felt like Mrs. Doubtfire. I'm like, "Help is on the way." Like trying to get to, I finally get to him, and it's like a scene out of a Dwayne the Rock Johnson movie where like somebody's hanging out of a window and they like wrap the rope around their waist. Cause I like, so I'm like, here's what they do in the movies.
Oh no.
So I like wrap the rope around my waist, dig my heels in, but I don't tie it. Cause I'm like, I don't want to be attached to it. Like this would break my ribs. They're dragging me on my ass and this guy face down. I'm like, "Phoenix, get to the walkie!" So the seven-year-old has to try to get to the snowmobile, to get to the walkie, to bring the walkie to this guy. And we have to wait like 20 minutes with these dogs dragging me on my butt.
How many dogs are there? 12, 16?
So we had six dogs because we were a super light load.
Right.
But if you think about, they're dragging me, Phoenix, and this massive sled. Now they're just dragging me and this guy, and there's no brake. So on our asses, boof, 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 boof. And they're connected to wires. You can't let them go. They could get hurt.
Yeah.
So it's like we're in the middle of nowhere. And the guy looks at me and he goes, what do you think he says, G? What's the line of my autobiography?
This has never happened to me before.
I've never seen this before, said everybody who's ever met me. Like, and I won't even tell you. Just like they finally come. I just want to get out of the country. It's like, it's just been awful. Every step of the way in trying to leave the country, anything that could go wrong was wrong. They gave us the wrong stamp for the wrong date coming into the country. We almost couldn't get it back on a plane coming home. I really don't know what else to say. I had the norovirus, an eardrum rupture, an adventure catastrophe, a drug overdose. Like, how could you make this worse? I don't know.
But
never saw the Northern Lights again. They never came out. And then when we got home, because DeShanna had it on an app, the minute we landed in Manhattan,
it was like perfect.
Bing, the Northern Lights are out right now. Step outside.
My friends saw them. They were in Finland. They saw them.
Yeah, I was in Finland too. I don't know if you caught that 37-minute show we just did. I was there. Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.